Hello, hello, bright but very sensitive podcast people. It is the night before Thanksgiving here for me, and if you're listening to this the day it comes out, it is Thanksgiving itself for you. Let's see, what do we want to talk about tonight? I'm literally just chilling in my office with like holding my microphone in my hands and just like sitting on the floor. I did partake in half of a gummy, a special gummy, earlier. And I'm really just feeling the floor time, y'all. I'm really just like, I was talking to somebody the other day about not wearing shoes because I am autistic, and a lot of autistic folks are very divided on whether or not socks are necessary or if they are the devil. I am devil socks autistic. I do not believe in socks or shoes. I literally, the first time back in high school, we had just gotten our very first family dog. And my mom brought her to the vet for the first time, and I was home, so she brought me with her, and we get to the vet, and I realize I never put shoes on, and my mother called me a dirty hillbilly and told me to stay in the car. I mean, obviously, you can't go into a vet's office without shoes, so anyway, I brought a book, so it was fine. brought a book everywhere back then. Let's see. Where was I going with this? No shoes. Oh, I was talking to someone the other day about not wearing shoes, and how wearing shoes all of the time, even when you're like outside and like never feeling the earth directly connect with your feet, is like a kind of loss, I think, that people don't realize that they're losing something. And, you know, maybe for some people it wouldn't matter, but I think for more sensitive folks, like it really does matter to like, obviously, if you can handle the sensory stimulation, like the best way to be yourself is to be appropriately sensorially stimulated. But like if you can manage it, I do think it matters to like feel your feet on the earth, like be connected to our floating rock flying through space. but anyway, I digress. This is going to be a rambly one, y'all. Like I can already tell. This is just for the vibes, right? This is just for you to listen to in the car on the way to your nana's, to like prepare you for how in the world am I going to skirt around politics this year? Cause that's kind of the vibe I'm going in with. Like, and honestly, I'm lucky in the sense that I have a big enough family that when it comes up, I literally just leave the room and go into another room where there's different people talking about a different thing. And then if everyone's talking about politics, then I just go to the bathroom for like 20 minutes and then I come out and I'm like, okay, hopefully the subject has changed. And if not, I just find busy work, like I'll start doing dishes and then I get brownie points for doing dishes. And it's like, look at me go. anyway, so this episode is just a vibe. It's just for you to chill listening to in the car on the way to Nana's. Let's see, what else can we chat about? Okay, so big thing that you should know if you are on my email list, and if you're not, that's totally fine. If you want to be, I will put a link in the show notes if I remember, for a way for you to get on the email list. That way you can receive email reminders and whatnot. But if you're not on that email list, or if you haven't seen my emails, which happens sometimes, I'm doing a Black Friday sale, which starts tomorrow, or okay, well, tomorrow for you, in 2 days for me. But anyway, starts on Black Friday because it's a Black Friday sale. And it'll run Black Friday through Cyber Monday. And it's a really good sale because it is pay what you want on everything in my digital shop. This does not apply to my Etsy shop, but it does apply to all of my digital products, which includes my ADHD and autism discovery binders, all of my ebooks, all of my courses, the ADHD magazine I published over the summer. That is going to be pay what you want. So you can literally choose your own price on everything. The minimum is $2 on everything except for the ADHD and autism binders combined. That's $3 because it seemed like silly that the ADHD binder by itself would be $2 and the autism by itself would be $2 and then the ADHD would also be $2. Like I feel like people who accidentally bought the ADHD and autism ones separately would feel like kind of cheated. So anyway, I just made the bundle $3. So it's very, very affordable regardless. And excuse me. And I think the most expensive item in my digital shop is $97. That's my executive dysfunction course. And yeah, you can get that for $2. So go for it. I do want to say, sometimes people reach out to me and they're like, I really want to get like everything in your shop, but I feel bad only paying $2 when it costs like so much more normally. And just in case that's you, I just want to like let you know that it's fine. Genuinely, this is the beautiful thing about boundaries, is that I have set the boundary that this is the minimum price. If I wanted the minimum price to be higher, if I like kind of expected you guys to pay like 50, I would make the minimum 50. But I don't do that for a couple of reasons. So first of all, this is the one time a year. I run the sale once a year, every year. This is the one time a year that you can get stuff at this price, right? Like, it's not like I do this all the time. It's a one time a year thing. Also, I want to point out that last year when I ran this sale, I think I made almost 10 grand. So like, and that's with most people paying like a dollar or two, because last year you could pay as little as $1. This year I raised it to two. That's my boundary, right? So just like, let me be in charge of what I quote unquote deserve to get paid. Like, let me worry about that. You just worry about what you want to pay. If you want to pay the $2 for it, that's great. If you want to pay me $15 for it, that's great. If you can't afford the $2, that's okay too. I have lots of free resources. Check out my website, theneurocuriosityclub.com. I really try to be as accessible as I can be while still making sure I'm supporting myself and my family, making sure we can pay for the three children in daycare, which, by the way, is a bananas expense. It is literally, I'm like not even exaggerating when I say that it's three times our mortgage. So that's exhausting. Anyway. This is not a daycare rant, because I love the people who work there. I love the care they give our children. I love that I'm able to do my job because of the amazing work they're putting in. But I also know that at least most people who work at daycare facilities do not make enough money to justify what I'm paying. Like, if I knew that my money was actually going to the people taking care of my kids, I would feel a lot better about it. But in most cases, it is like not, though, and that's really frustrating. Anyway, okay, side note, I in my head was like, should I even say that? Does that sound like I'm bashing my daycare? Like, I love our daycare. I just, it's the concept of daycare and the price that it is that's like problematic to me, and like the fact that we don't support ways for families to find childcare at an affordable price, so that it's literally cheaper for most families to have one person stay home compared to what they would make at a job due to stagnating wages, compared to what daycare costs. And that's just, and you can't survive on one income anymore. So like, what the fuck are you supposed to do? And anyway, so I'm going to leave it in. Please know that I do love our daycare. And if you know me personally, I love our daycare. I really do. It's just a difficult expense. And it is something, it is the number one thing I consider when I'm pricing my stuff, if I'm being honest, because if I don't make enough from this job, then it is cheaper for me to not do it and to pull my kids out of daycare. And that's not something I particularly want to do, because I love this job and I love working. And don't get me wrong, I love my kids. I just also love the work that I do. And so, it's not something I like am hoping to do anytime soon necessarily, but like, it's something I have to be aware of, because we can't have the kids in daycare with me not making enough to pay for it, you know? So anyway, this is, like I said, it's a rambly episode, y'all. I feel like I could be wrong. I'm going to listen to this back in the morning, but I feel like I'm the fastest talker when it comes to enjoying half a gummy the way I have tonight. I feel like most people, when they enjoy half a gummy, talk kind of slow, I guess. And maybe I'm talking super slow. Wouldn't that be funny? If I listen to this episode in the morning and it's like so slow, but I feel like I'm talking very fast. But I feel like with the ADHD, sometimes things that slow you are meant to slow you down. They like, I don't know. Everything has the opposite effect on ADHDers, it feels like. Caffeine helps us sleep, and maybe special gummies make us go blah, 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 blah. I don't know. If you would like to chit chat about special gummies, actually don't reach out to me. I don't want to talk about it. It's not something, I don't care. Oh my gosh, this is a mess of an episode. When I say I don't care, by the way, it's not that I don't care about your thoughts. It's that this is not a topic that matters that much to me. And like, if it were something like the DSM criteria, please, please, if you have thoughts about the DSM criteria for ADHD, autism, or literally anything else, reach out to me. I love talking about the DSM and the ways it's problematic and the ways it's helpful. Like, reach out. But yeah, when it comes to gummies and stuff, that's not necessarily, I just don't care that much. It's just a very tiny part of my life. Can you guys hear that? My husband is playing a game in the background and I can just hear him going, no, 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 no. Sorry if you can hear that. Anyway, I'm just feeling good, I guess. I love running the Black Friday sale. I know people look forward to it all year and I really enjoy I like making the money. It definitely boosts my income for the year, which is really helpful. But in addition to that, like, I like being able to have my stuff be accessible. And if I could do this year round, I absolutely would. I just don't think it would be sustainable for me, unfortunately. Yeah. So it's, if I could, I would, but like I said, gotta pay for that daycare, man. Gotta pay for that daycare. And other things, by the way, like we do, like we're in a really fortunate position in a lot of ways. We have two cars, we have a house, like there, you know, so like I'm not hurting, basically. I don't want anybody to think I'm complaining or, you know, I know that I live a very privileged, very fortunate life and I'm honestly so grateful for it. That's something I think I talked about in the last episode, the Midnight Library, right? With like describing why sometimes people don't want to be here anymore. And like this idea of it's not the life, it's me. And like, I really feel that. And I know I talked about this last time, so I won't wax poetic about it. But like, I love my life. I'm so lucky. And goodness, I just want to start this over. It is so rambly, but I know if I start it over, it's not going to get any better. So like, it's either don't put out an episode tomorrow, which is fine, I don't have to, or just put out this wreck of an episode. Oh boy. Okay. Well, we're probably going to put this episode out. I'll try to wrap it up here in the next like 5 minutes or so. So let's see. Go do the Black Friday sale. Get whatever you need, whatever you want. Enjoy, please. Don't feel bad about paying $2. And if you're like, I don't feel bad about paying $2, it should always be $2. In fact, it should be free. Like, that's fine if that's how you feel. But I've explained my reasoning for my pricing. And that's that. So I'm not going to spend a bunch of time trying to defend it or anything because that's not what I do anymore. That's one of the reasons I left socials is because I felt like I was constantly having to defend myself. It was putting me on the defensive, or maybe I felt defensive and that's why I felt like drawn to social media because it's somewhere where I would have to defend myself. I don't know. Chicken or egg, right? But I'm just done trying to like constantly be on the defensive, like not meaning I want to be on the offensive. I don't want to like attack or anything. I just mean, what if this isn't the game I'm playing? What if the game I'm playing doesn't have anything to do with offense defense? What if it's just about existing? Like, what if we're playing tag instead of football? Anyway, sports metaphors are not my thing. I'm not a sports girly, really. Anyway, go enjoy the Black Friday sale if you would like. I don't know. I'm going to listen to this in the morning. We'll see if I post it. If I do, you're welcome for the rambly mess. And happy Thanksgiving. It's a super problematic, horrible holiday in many ways. And at the same time, like, I am eternally grateful for so much in my life. You know what? Let's list some things we're thankful for. I know that it's really cheesy, but frankly, I think it's very good for my mental health. And if it's not good for yours, then fuck it. Like, don't listen to me. But it's really good for mine. So I'm going to go ahead and take a minute and just name a couple of things I'm really grateful for. So first and foremost, I am grateful for change. And like all kinds of change, like changes in the weather, changes in my hair, change in like the fact that I'm not the person I was several years ago. Not that she was a bad person, but I'm just glad to have grown. And like, I'm just really grateful for change, which as an autistic person, I would not have said that a year ago, I think, but I am really grateful for it now. I'm learning to get better at it, and also learning that there are things that, like, I'm not going to get better at, and that's fine. Which brings me to the next thing I'm grateful for, which is for, like, disability awareness and disability justice, because holy shit, has it completely reshaped my view of myself, my view of the world. Like, ugh, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for everything I've learned in the last couple of years. I'm really, really grateful to my publisher, because I have a book deal. I have a book that's coming out in, like, probably 2025, maybe 2026. And, like, it still doesn't feel real. Like, fucking pinch me. I have always wanted to be an author. And I read through my publisher's notes on my first draft this morning. And yeah, there's a lot of stuff that needs fixed and edited and changed and whatever. But there were also so many compliments in those notes. Like, this is such a good section, or, oh my goodness, the world really needs this. And, like, the world really needs this. Like, what? That's awesome, guys. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for my family. My husband, my kiddos, my siblings, my parents, my cousins, my grandparents. I have had some struggles with family stuff, and my gratitude for them doesn't erase that, but the struggles don't erase the gratitude either, you know? I love them so freaking much. Yeah, and I'm really, really grateful. See, I'm really grateful for so much. I could just list forever and ever, but let's do some rapid fire ones. I'm thankful for the smell of books. I'm thankful for sunshine. I'm thankful for first snows and first kisses and the feeling of relief when you lie down and feeling all of your, like, joints expand. By the way, I might be hypermobile, so maybe that's not a normal thing. But, you know, when you lay down and you, like, feel everything, like, relax. I feel like that's probably normal. Anyway, I'm just thankful. Oh, and I'm thankful for you guys. Thank you for listening. Like, seriously, this has been the worst episode in the world. Please don't leave me because of this. I promise we will be back to our regularly scheduled think pieces. But today you just got raw, real person being a person chilling. So enjoy, I guess.